We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We get to say hello to the newest Golden State Warrior. Again, the more things change, the more they stay the same, and the Warriors keep on finding the right player to fit. And I thought, as soon as I saw this signing, ooh, that is really, really interesting, because everything that you think Dante DiVincenzo might not be, he has proven himself to be that already. And here is some guy who has been dealt a few bad cards in the injury department. And if he can put it all together with this cast around him, there is really something to be excited about in Dante DiVincenzo, who joins us for the very first time here on Damon and Ratto. Damon Bruce, you'll hear from Ray in just a second. But Dante, thank you for joining us today, and welcome to the Bay Area.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
It's exciting to have you here. You were a free agent. You could have gone anywhere. Why'd you choose the Golden State Warriors?
It came down to culture and environment for me. When I think long term of my career, I want to be in this league for a very long time. And you just see what the Warriors have done with certain guys who have come in. And, you know, you look at Otto last year and you look at GP2. They've done amazing jobs of developing those guys. And, you know, Otto battled a few injuries, and something that, you know, like you said in the introduction, is something where I'm fully healthy, but still, it's still in the back of my mind, and it's something where that definitely weighed into my decision.
If you had to like list the reasons why, was the fact that they took a guy like Otto Porter, who had an injury history, and basically made him an important and almost vital contributor? I mean, given your circumstances and given sort of the rough comparison to his, was that as much a reason as just the fact that you get to play on a winning team?
I think, honestly, I wouldn't say that it was a huge reason. I think that was like the cherry on top for me, because I think it gave me the vibes of being back in Milwaukee the other couple years ago, playing with Drew, Chris, and Giannis, playing with guys that are all-stars and MVP caliber player. And Giannis, and you know, Steph, and that was more of it, where it was more of I know what I did on a team like that, and I know how I can contribute on a team that is that good, and you know, a championship caliber team, and honestly, how I can fit in. I don't need my number called. I don't need anything like that. It's just doing what I do best is complimenting guys like that.
Dante, when we were kind of preparing the audience for our conversation, you know, we were setting it up, and you went through what I think has to be one of the most difficult things for an athlete to go through. Not only are you rehabbing an injury, finally getting back into your game before you injure yourself again, but you get injured at the start of a postseason run on an incredibly significant team. And obviously postseason runs are in your collegiate DNA, for goodness sake. So you must have felt, man, we got something special here. I'm thrilled to be a part of it, only to have it taken away from you again. And if I'm thinking of all of the mental challenges professional athletes must go through, that's got to be up there with them, man.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've had an interesting, honestly, few years. And I think that, you know, everything that you just named kind of went into my decision of going to Golden State, is because now I get to go in and not worry about anything else. Don't worry about money. Don't worry about contracts. Don't worry about any situation, trades, or anything. Just play ball. And that's kind of the big reset that I needed in terms of my career and the mental, like you said, mental obstacles of just being able to go out there and just play ball now and focus on that and doing what I love to do and then let the chips lay where they fall.
Dante DiVincenzo here on 95.7 The Game. And again, you spend a little time with the Sacramento Kings. We'll tell like two or three jokes before it's all said and done here. But I want to, if I could, just focus on your time in Milwaukee for just a little bit more. Before we talk about the superstars you're about to play with, what was it like to be around Giannis? He seems to be as nice off the court as he is dominating on it.
Yeah, I mean, Giannis, I said this a while back when I first joined Milwaukee, when I first got drafted. He's just a normal, at the time, he was, what, 24, 25 at the time. And I just said he's a normal guy. Honestly, that's the best way I can describe it is you think that, you know, he has this status and this stature that he's going to be something other than honestly just a normal person. And he likes to have fun. He likes to joke around. But when he gets in between the lines, he's a dominant killer out there. And that's kind of what everybody feeds off of.
Are there, in your mind, comparisons that you can draw between the Milwaukee teams you were on and the Golden State team that you probably don't know a whole lot about except through reputation? Do you make links like that, or are you going into this year especially assuming nothing?
Well, I think the comparison is, I think you can break it down into two different things. Like the team aspect of things, yes, you're right. I don't know necessarily what I'm getting into, but the culture and the environment, from what I've been told, and honestly a few days out in the bay of what I've witnessed already in the offseason, is it's very similar in terms of that. Everybody top to bottom takes care of everybody around. It's the vibe in the locker room, the vibe in the kitchen, the vibe in everything in the facility is very similar to when I was in Milwaukee. So that similarity I can compare, but like you said, the team, I'm just, I'm going in with a clean slate of just wanting to play ball and just see what happens.
It might be way too early in your Golden State Warriors tenure to even really have this conversation because everyone kind of finds their own level on this team. But have you had specific conversations with Steve Kerr and Bob Myers about the role that they would like to see you playing at the very least early on in this season?
No, not necessarily role. I talked to Coach Steve Kerr when I first signed to the team, and we had a good conversation, but it was more general about, how I fit in, how much fun I'm going to have playing in the system and, everything to look forward to, not necessarily a defined role because, like you said, it's very early. But we'll have a good offseason leading up to training camp, and I think everything will become more clear toward then.
Can you tell us a little bit about the recruiting pitch that either Draymond Green or Steph Curry gave you?
I mean, those guys were straightforward. They've been in positions where, they were free agents before. They had to make decisions of either going back to the team that they were on or going elsewhere. They just gave me the pitch of the similarity between cultures. I think that's huge. And when you're in a culture, you're in an environment that everybody wants to succeed and everybody's unselfish, it allows everybody around you to succeed. So that was their pitch and basically saying that, they can help me get to where I want to be in my career, but also I can help them get to another level of their career and how I can compliment them. And that was really important for me.
How do those pitches normally go? Is it just an informal conversation? Does it feel more formal? I mean, not quite like a job interview, but close to it. How do those... Take us inside the pitch.
No, it was very informal. Because players at the end of the day, they understand that you guys have families, you guys have certain needs and expectations for individual, and they can't just say what's best for you. You have to figure out what's best for you, but they can just lay out what they've been through, where they think I'm at, and their personal opinion of how I want to get to where I want to be. And that's what really helped. It helped because they weren't talking to me as a player. They were just talking to me as a person. And my best interest in mind and And that's what was really good to hear from them.
Dante DiVincenzo, how often in your basketball career have you been treated less like a person and more like a commodity?
You know, it happens. I think it's the nature of the business. I think that just it just comes with being an NBA player. But I always go back to the two words, culture and environment. It just gave me a sense of, you know, relief and a sense of, you know, being comfortable. It reminded me of Villanova, of talking to those people. And it reminded me of my early days in Milwaukee, talking to Steph and Dre. It's like that sense of comfort was really what it was. And like I said, when you get treated like the person, you can just thrive because you know those relationships will develop and be there.
So former Warriors assistant Mike Brown has been hired up in Sacramento to completely change that culture and that team and that feeling. You were there. We're on, by the way. You're on a real big deal show here, in case you didn't already garner that. We are simulcast in Sacramento, for goodness sake. So, Dante, what was it like playing for the Kings after being in a championship situation? And I'm guessing, you know, as many jokes as we tell, it can't all be bad anywhere. What was your favorite part about living in Sacramento?
I'll definitely say this. It was a difference between, you know, Milwaukee was the first team I've experienced. So that was my experience, was that sort of level, that championship level mentality every single day, top to bottom. So when I got there, you know, they were in that transition period of with, you know, Coach Alvin was in the interim position. You know, guys were just getting traded there. So, you know, we were trying to figure out a bunch of things and, you know, finish out the season strong. And I think for me, what made it the best for me is I really invested myself in the locker room, but just trying to create relationships and trying to help not only myself, but, you know, Davion Mitchell is somebody I really, really poured into, just, you know, talking to him because that's all he's experienced so far. And it was actually funny when I was still right before free agency, I was out in Sacramento, right as Coach Brown had his press conference, and I was talking to Coach Brown, and we were just chopping it up, and you know, I got the vibe and everything that he's going to be an amazing fit there. He just, even in the short time that I was out there for, you know, a few days with him around, he just commands so much attention and respect from everybody that he was talking to, and I think that he's going to do nothing but great things over there.
How's our old friend Harrison Barnes doing?
He's awesome. HB was, you know, when I first joined, he was one of the most welcoming people there, and it was super fun. We got a lot of dinners on the road, and we still talk now, and he's great.
I don't want to engage in stereotyping, but was that different than you thought Sacramento would be, given what their history of the last decade and a half was like? Did you expect it to be much worse than it actually was?
Yes, honestly. I mean, you know, you see the jokes and everything on social media, and you see, you know, certain guys in the league make jokes about it and stuff. And it's all fun and games. But when I got there, I was actually, to be honest, I was excited just for, you know, that, just to be at a fresh start. And when I was there, it wasn't as bad as everybody says it is. I think they really were just trying to figure things out this past season, and they made a really good decision. And Coach Brown and the staff that he's brought on, top to bottom so far, has been really, really helpful over there. And like I said, it wasn't as bad when I joined, and it's only going to get better in the years to come.
And again, you were on a Milwaukee team, Dante, that helped put the East and the Eastern Conference sort of back on the map in the NBA. You're out in the West here now. I mean, look, it's tough for the Warriors to get through the West. It had to feel like you were just going into battle unarmed an awful lot of the nights up there.
Yeah, like you said, I mean, honestly, when I was in Milwaukee, you know, you look at the calendar and you see certain days where your minutes may be a little bit lower as a starter on the team of like the Milwaukee Bucks, but when I came to Sacramento, it was like you're facing, like you said, Western Conference team. It's a battle night in and night out. And it doesn't matter what effort you have. You really don't have a guy like Giannis on your team. So it wasn't where you can just relax and, you know, your minutes are going to be a little bit higher. It's like you're going to be playing the whole game. You're going to be giving everything you got just to try to scrape by and get a win at the end.
Dante DiVincenzo here with Damon and Ratto. This is not a basketball question. This is a human being question, because you've been picking up your bags and putting them down in a lot of different places. Again, your third team now in less than a year. How much of a whirlwind has the last five, 6 months of your life been? And how happy are you to finally like be able to pick out, you know, an apartment that you know is going to be yours for the next couple of years? Like, I'm gonna spend more time thinking about what coffee table and couch I want than I've been able to in the last 2 years almost.
You know, it's so funny. Right before I called, I was online on my computer and I'm looking up different furniture stuff. It's so funny you said that. It's been so crazy. My girlfriend and I, when we got traded to Sacramento, we're out there and we're like trying to figure out, do we get furniture? Do we not do anything?
Like, do we keep it IKEA? Do we go a little bit better?
Exactly. Like, we're trying to figure out our budget and what we want to do and everything. And then in the off season, it's like, okay, well, I'm going to be a free agent. Where are we going to live in the off season? And, you know, our family's back east, so I'm in Philadelphia. And that was another move. And now we're moving again. But, you know, we're so thankful to be out there and be able to settle down for a little while and get comfortable.
How do you get comfortable in an area like this, where basically living in a garage is $6,000 a month?
Listen, you know, we make good money as NBA players, and all I got to say is a lot of that money is going towards rent.
What do you think of Chase Center? I mean, the facilities are obviously more compact because there's not an amount of square footage, but everything about that place is state of the art, man.
Yes, it's beautiful. You know, playing there as a visitor, we even said it's either one or two of, you know, best visiting locker rooms in the league. It makes you feel like you're honestly have, you know, a little bit of an advantage of how nice it is. But then, you know, just recently last week, I went out there and I got to finally see, you know, the weight room, the treatment center, the practice facility, everything. And I just can't wait to work there. It's like you said, it's top notch. It's, you know, the best of the best, and it makes you want to work hard.
All the college ball you played, did you ever get a game in the Palestra?
I did. We played there. You know, we played there once a year, so I got to play there three times, and it's always surreal being able to play there. Honestly,
a glorious gym. I mean, look it up, kids, for those who don't know, a glorious gym. How much are you still in contact with some of your Villanova teammates, Jalen Brunson, Mikal Bridges? I mean, dude, Jalen just got hooked up with a new deal in New York, huh?
Yeah, so Jalen and I actually have been working out at Nova. We've been, you know, Eric Paschal came back for a few weeks, and we were all working out there, and, you know, everybody has their own schedule. We bounce around, but it's always great to be back with those guys and be able to, I mean, Jalen and I honestly talk and FaceTime every day. That's like a brother to me. But Mikal, we keep in touch. You know, all those guys are really great guys, and I'm wishing them the best success going forward. But honestly, it was so great to be back and have Coach Wright pop in and out of the facility and being able to talk to him as well.
Did Jay Wright teach you more about tailoring your game to the NBA or tailoring your suit?
He talked to me so much. Honestly, this might be, I don't know, he talked to us more about off-the-court stuff than on-the-court. You know, he wanted us to really become men versus just good basketball players. He said our talents are going to, and our work ethics are going to take care of the basketball. He really invested in us as young men. And honestly, I wouldn't be an NBA without him. I can truly say that, I think.
Were you surprised when he left? Or did you have a sense that maybe he had run his race there?
You know, I had a little bit of a feeling. You know, Coach Wright is an old school coach. He's with everything changing in the college basketball world, and, you know, his family, his kids getting a little bit older. I think he was, you know, he's deserving of his time to, you know, enjoy his family time with his wife and, you know, hit the golf course. I think that's something that Coach loves. And he's still involved. He's still involved with all of our lives, the guys that left and still the players that are there right now.
I tell you, I think you're really, really going to get the same vibe from Steve Kerr. We have a weekly conversation with Steve, and we've had it for years now. And he's about as down to earth and a real human being in a world of professional athletes that, like you said earlier, sometimes don't get treated like real human beings. I think you're going to find that college feeling in an NBA locker room, which is rare.
Yeah, it's rare. And, you know, he played, so I think as a former player, he gets it. He understands how to communicate with players. And, you know, I had a conversation with him already, and it, you know, it's that calming effect that you talked about a little bit about him. He, you know, he really treats you like a person.
Dante DiVincenzo with us here, and we appreciate all the time you're giving us. Just a few things so fans know what to expect. Do you prefer the Michael Jordan of Delaware or the Big Ragu?
You guys can go with the Big Ragu. That's cool with me. That's fine.
It's a great nickname. And believe me, fans are going to be chanting it out here. Fans love a good nickname in the Bay Area, and Big Ragu certainly is one. With Summer League happening, you know, Ray and I are sitting around trying to talk about the merits of Summer League, what you can learn about a player in Summer League. It's been a long time since you've been asked to play a Summer League game. When you were playing in the Summer League, what did you learn about yourself, and what should we put into what we garner from Summer League games? Explain how important we should take it.
You know, I think you look at Summer League and you look at guys that are on the court right now for us, and, you know, Wiseman and Kuminga and Moody's, you look at how they're developing their games that are, you know, not necessarily at the rate that they're going to do it on the team with Steph, Clay, Draymond. Meaning, like, you know, Kuminga's playing a lot of on-ball stuff. You see just all of them being more involved in the offense and rather trying to just play their normal games of sitting next to Steph, Clay, and Draymond and Jordan and stuff. Is like, you're working on your game during Summer League. So it's not necessarily about, in my opinion, about the percentages and you know, all that stuff. You're really trying to work on the stuff that you've been working out in the offseason. And being able to, you know, fine-tune all that stuff, because you don't get that opportunity at that rate during the season with such great players around you.
Do you like playing defense-first basketball? Because that's going to be the ask. Yeah.
No, I love playing defense-first, you know, because when you play defense-first, you get so many different easier opportunities in transition, and you make runs that way. You know, the half-court game is more for the playoffs, and that's, you know, that's great, and playoffs is, it's tough, but during a regular season, if you can get out and transition and run as much as you possibly can, you get so many different easy opportunities.
I'm going to tell you right now, Dante, you're going to like the gnocchi at Trattoria Contadina in North Beach. You might want to write that down. Take your beautiful girlfriend out to a little gnocchi at Trattoria Contadina in North Beach. And I am not paid to say this. It's just where my fat boy likes to go. So I'm just going to pass that along to you. Want to welcome you to the Bay Area. This was a great conversation. I hope we get to have more with you. Thank you for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much for having me.
That was great. And by the way, what have you decided furniture-wise? What are you going with?
You know, I have not decided. I personally added a lot to my cart, but, you know, she, you know, the boss has to go through the cart and actually pick out what she wants.
Indeed. Indeed. Good luck with that.
Yeah, you Thank shouldn't you. Even have to go to the store for all the input you're going to have.
I know, right?
Dante, thank you very much. Good luck to you.
Thank you so much, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.